on Audio, the podcast for writers and all who are interested in books, literature, and the printed word. Write on Audio is the weekly companion podcast of Write On magazine and the Write On suite of publications from Pen to Print. Subscribe by searching Pen to Print in your favourite podcast app to have new editions delivered to you each week. This is a Write On Audio showcase. Our showcase this month is selected by Gilly Henderson Long. Gilly is a published author of fiction, non-fiction and poetry, and she lives in Southend-on-Sea in Essex. When not writing, Gilly enjoys photography and, of course, reading. The month of March is Women's History Month and is both International Women's Day and Mother's Day. So for her showcase, Gilly has selected pieces that highlight the role of women in all walks of life, as well as looking at how things begin and can sometimes end. The first piece is by Greg Pidgeon and his moving poem, Alice Eyres, which is about courage, something that we all have to demonstrate at some point in our lives. Alice Eyres, 1859 to 1885, was an English nursemaid. She was honoured for her bravery in rescuing the children in her care from a house fire.
I take my charges, ascending up. Three little souls tucked in safe. Prayers spoken, futures ahead. I watch them drift into dreams. I too slip into my envelope, soothing smell of snuffed candle, crisp cotton I wrap around me. I float into my thoughts. Troublesome smells enter my dreams, cautious crackles knocking on my door. Slowly my senses prod my slumber. I turn, warm and blurred. Noise hits, jolting upright. I awake like in a bitter shower, raven black smoke under doorway, its inky death creeping menacingly. My lungs fill with its vapour, panic dominant. I scream, I cry, Lord. Fear punches my breath. I jerk up, young, still and exposed. Casement turned, breath of life for flame. I gulp the sweet clean air, spectators gathering, entertained. I turn to the aghast awoken, sash gaping, ready to deliver. My charges first must be reborn. I give flight a mattress, readying for delivery. Edith first, gripping my skin, calls of reassurance cry, trusting, wide-eyed, trembling. She flies and lands into care. Hysterics gripping the two, back into the vapour, grasping Ellen, our lungs filling, eyes weeping. She too takes wing into the cushion. Elizabeth limp, listless and fading. Flames licking, kissing us both. Limp under my arms, I falter. I send her out to the angels. In recognition of the pain, strength fading, I miss my jump, descending, striking building. I land into reprieving unconscious. I wake again in a fresh, starched envelope. Fear lost, peace found. Reassuring sitter holds my hand. I fly again.
Gilly's second selection is by Tavinda New and illustrates how certain things are expected of women and the stigma we sometimes have to bear if sometimes, through no fault of our own, we are unable or unwilling to meet those expectations. This piece is called Baby. Everyone should have at least one baby, she remarked. But it wasn't possible. And impossible for me to do so. Where was I meant to get this child from? My womb is a place of hostility and lacking any fertility, not a place to grow anything. Time for it to go. Time for it to be taken away. Childless, not by choice. Childless by circumstance. Childless, none the same. Outed by society. Everyone knows about labour. The difficulties of having a child, she laughed. But it wasn't possible. And impossible for me to do so. I wasn't one of them. I wasn't part of them. I am seen as carefree. Life is simple for me, but not for me. I had wanted a baby. I had wanted to be a mother. Not have an unfriendly environment inside me. Childless, not by choice. Childless by circumstance. Childless, none the same. Outed by society. My womb is no longer a transformation of identity, of my purpose by society to have a child. Therefore, classification unknown. So, I am lost in translation with this baby who didn't get me to be. I also lost a part of me that they don't see.
The next piece to be featured is by Mary L. Walsh and perfectly illustrates how all our lives are affected by beginnings and endings. This poem is called A Place Between.
Caught in the luminescent memory, a place of radiant beauty between then and now. The aroma of home cooking, the call of the muezzin, the cries of the fishermen, the brindled blue of sky and sea. The vivid hues, imagined as a perfect world. Now, the reality crashes into that place between.
For Jilly's final piece in this showcase, she has selected one of her own poems. This is called Who Knows? At the beginning, I died. I slipped from hero to zero. I could still hear their cries. Was that terror, anger, exultation? I don't actually know. Voices echoing in a timeless place. Did they call my name? Or was it just the moniker of some other forgotten hero? I don't remember. Drifting through the ages, here, there, and nowhere. Yes, I was afraid. I was lost. I didn't know where I was going to. And yet, I knew something was coming. Something all-engulfing, all-encompassing. And then, at the ending, I was born. New beginnings. Old worlds. Thank you to Jilly Henderson Long for selecting the pieces in this showcase. As always, we'll share links so you can find out more about Jilly and the pieces you heard in the showcase in the show notes of this podcast. The readers in this showcase were Chris Gregory and me, Tiffany Clare. We're always delighted to read your contributions, so if you'd like to see your words in Write On or hear them on this podcast, please get in touch. We'll share this link and all others mentioned in today's podcast as part of our show notes. I've been Tiffany Clare, and you've been listening to Write On Audio. Write on Audio is produced by Chris Gregory, and it's an alternative stories production for Pen to Print. This podcast is supported using public funding by Arts Council England.